Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seeing again if you can do it with basically an entirely new cast, quite challenging.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be quietly optimistic here. We know what Ryan Silverfield hasn't done. We know what he has done, and we're asking for patience from Ja Morant, from the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, maybe best thing to do here as the Tigers get it figured out over those first couple games, be patient, because what I know is there's enough talent here to win with.
The defense should be better, right? With Brumfield, and I'm looking at the roster. Like,
I don't know. You lost a headhunter in Chandler Martin, man.
He was really good.
He was your spiritual leader, your tackling leader, and you've got it. So you have to have new leaders emerge. They always do, but are they going to be good enough?
Right.
You know, and again, a Chandler Martin-led defense was still just 80th in the country last year, not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've said this. Memphis doesn't have to have a top 50 defense, but you do have to have something that's, you know, especially with your resources,
yeah,
that's been better yearly than what you've been. Again,
makes
the
sense.
Average out is at 80. Your offense has been 33. That's FBS, mm-hmm, by the way. So 80 out of 130 something, not good enough, especially for your resources. Did you see what I think Jonah Dillon had a tweet? Tulane just tweeted out that they've raised, and all proud about it too, $3 million, I think it was, that athletic department in terms of fundraising. It's like a new record.
Really?
Tulane that we've said is on the level of a Memphis in terms of investment. Memphis announced, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, that theirs was 33.
Right.
And so you just see the discrepancy there. Now, I think some of that with Memphis is Fred's money and some of the deals they've made. And you've got some of that's on a stadium. I'm not sure if that's, mm-hmm, factored in, but that NIL deal that's got four more of it. But still, that much more than Tulane in fundraising. And so I go back to the point. You have to turn it into...
Yes.
Yeah, we have to see.
Well,
the
you can't
rise.
Have the fifth best quarterback with that NIL. Like, if that the ranking is accurate, and the Navy quarterback is better than you.
Oh, Memphis!
And I know
Memphis
he's good.
Will need him to be better than the fifth best quarterback.
He can't be fifth.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. He can't be the
fifth best
quarterback.
He's going to have to throw the football too. Because
yeah, I see the point.
Eventually, by the end of the year, they'll key on him. So he's going to have to throw the football, and he's going to have to be better than fifth.
I don't know if he can be better than Jake Retzlaff. I mean, he proved at BYU last year.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
the kid
good.
At Tulane's good, but I mean, you're going to have
to
be a better.
And I like Summerall, their coach. I mean, you have a confidence in him. Horvath, proven,
yep,
at Navy, so long as he's healthy. He can be better than Byron Brown down in South Florida. We like their offense,
yeah,
but he's got question marks after last season. McCown put up numbers last year in that UTSA offense, and I tell you what, I got more confidence,
yeah,
in their, in their offense than I do right now in ours, just not having seen all these pieces yet. I don't know. He needs to be higher than fifth, but I don't know that he can crack that top three. You need him in that top three.
I have convinced myself Memphis is going to be in the conference, in the final.
I have too, in a way.
In the conference championship on December 5th or 6th. It's going to be one of those two dates, depending on TV, because of the home schedule. I just feel like they're a talented enough team. You know, they're going to have an opportunity to show themselves against some cupcakes at the very beginning. You should beat Georgia State, and you should beat Troy. They had some challenges with Troy a couple years ago when I saw them. But then you have Arkansas. But the schedule alone and the talent should be enough to put you there.
I was reading a story. I don't have it pulled up over at The Athletic about a group of five coaches like Ryan Silverfield and how they've sort of maneuvered and through this transfer portal era. And in talking to Ryan, who's a guy that's for the group of five, he's right there at the top of the food chain.
Sure.
In terms of resources and being able to really maybe hit that transfer portal and go get him. He's right among them. Maybe the top.
Him and Boise.
That's what Ed Scott has continued to say, is that we're right there at the top. And Ryan, clearly, in terms of the talent that he's brought in here, whether it's been bringing guys up like a Chandler Martin or in the case of Elijah Herring, bringing them down from Tennessee, he's shown like he's got this. He has the ability to go out and get talent, like the right players.
Yep.
It's just a matter of putting it together. And maybe in this year, where you're not, you know, I know there was no preseason poll, but Memphis wouldn't have been picked number one like they were last year. Maybe in this year where there's a little bit, you know, we're certainly not relieving of any, you know,
sure,
relieving him
you're
of any pressure
but
to
there's
win.
There's an underdog attitude.
But there's an underdog attitude. Maybe this is the year it comes together.
Maybe so.
It would be nice for it to happen just so you could finally say, listen, Ryan Silverfield got it done. Because there are a lot of positives. Don't get
sure.
And that's where I'd sort of bring this back. There are. I know I've been a guy that's been super critical of Ryan not making the conference championship game, you know, especially now at a time where if you do that, you're going to be in the running for the college football playoff. But there is a lot to like about the job he's done and continues to do getting talent in here. Now it's just up to him and the coordinators to make a championship game. It can happen. I'm quietly optimistic that this can still be the year, even in a year of transition. We got a lot more to do in hour number three. 125, going to do something very important. Talk to Chuck Lawson. Grassroots middle school, high school basketball expert. He's been doing a long time, 20 plus years, if I remember correctly. It goes back pretty much that far. He's been on the scene about as long as I have. Always seen Chuck Lawson at the games. We're going to talk to him about Tennessee Collegiate Academy, the prep school venture that Brad and I have sort of taken it upon ourselves to do a little bit of reporting on. Big news out at Tipton Rosemark, this collab they've got out there with them. Going to be Nike sponsored, a huge deal. What kind of effect is it going to have on the prep basketball landscape? Could we stop, you know, seeing that these Memphis high-level players transferring out to Montverde and staying right here at home? We'll talk to Chuck Lawson about that at 125. That and a lot more. You're listening to Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And 92.9 FM ESPN Football Talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much of these days, Paramount Plus. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Chuck Lawson going to join us at 125. We'll talk more about the story unfolding that is Tennessee Collegiate Academy. It's a new prep school out in Millington and done in collaboration with Tipton Rosemark Academy. Tipton Rosemark will provide the academic side, it looks like. And you're going to have all these ballers, including Dylan Jones, played at Bartlett last year. Many of you all probably familiar with him. Absolute stud in the class of 2027, so it makes him a rising junior, I believe. And he's one of the guys transferring out to Tennessee Collegiate. We've talked about a big story unfolding. We're going to talk about its impact here locally, how much, you know, what it would take to, what we think it would have taken to have started something like this. And how realistic it could be in terms of being here for a good long time. Many have tried. No one has really gotten it done. And so we will talk more about Tennessee Collegiate with Chuck Lawson at 125. Before we do, it's a story. It's really big in parts of the city, maybe not so much in others if you're not familiar with him. And I'll be real honest with you. While I know his name, I know of his career, I know how he came up, I'm not a huge, I wouldn't say expert on Grove Hero. Are you, Brad, a expert at all on Grove Hero?
I've heard of Grove Hero,
good.
And you know, I've maybe on X, but not,
I think
not
I can,
totally.
I think
depth.
I can help both of us here. He's not a comedian, humanitarian,
okay,
rapper, I want to say at times. He got shot on Saturday. So here's the thing. Here's the story. Back up a little bit. On Sunday, I was in church, and we at the end of church, we do our prayer circle, and everybody sends up prayer requests for anything that might be on their mind, and you know, thinking about others. And one of the members of our church talked about Grove Hero getting shot in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the reason over the weekend, and it was on Saturday night, I believe, that he got shot, and he was about to perform, had a performance scheduled, and I think Young Dolph actually got shot back in the day in Charlotte as well. He ends up getting shot on Saturday, and we were, you know, obviously we're praying for his health and everything else, But for that church member and for folks of North Memphis and particularly the Frazier area, Grove Hero is already a legend. He's actually got a street named after him over in Frazier. He's done a ton for the Frazier community in which he grew up. He is one. He came out of Paper Route Empire. He's still a member of Paper Route Empire, which for Dolph fans, that's not, you know, that's the label that Dolph founded. Mm-hmm. That's the label that Mario Bradley, Grove Hero, has come up in. And he's just a freaking legend in Frazier. So, but he performs all over the country. He's got a ton of followers.
Sure.
If you check him out on social media. And again, I think he's been over to Africa, like, to help with clean water. That's where I talk about the humanitarian side. So he's a really interesting cat that, frankly, yeah, I feel like with our show, we probably should have had in here a long time ago just to talk about the way he's given back to Memphis and sort of the vibe that he's on. And so the story is that this guy didn't let getting shot stop him. He said, we're going on with the show. Got shot on Saturday night, Grove Hero, Memphis legend. Again, many parts hold this guy up. He's got his own street named after him as a true Memphian guy who's given back to the city. Said that the show must go on. Said the injury didn't stop him from performing his show on Sunday morning after getting out of the hospital. If you saw the video, Fox 13 had some of it. Like, he's in the wheelchair with a gunshot wound in his back, basically, and still deciding to perform. So I bring it to the table because, it's not necessarily a sports story, but interesting Memphians like this, and again, a guy who came up in that Paper Route Empire label with Young Dolph, getting shot in Charlotte. You'd see this in the news and you think, oh, Memphis rapper that I don't know. But he has been much more to a great many people than just a rapper or right now he's a comedian. I think his show is more of a comic show. But it's kind of strange, too, that it does, if I'm not mistaken, back in before he was killed, obviously, here in Memphis, Dolph had been shot at in Charlotte. I don't know if that's like Charlotte beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
Towards Paper Route Empire guys. I don't know. This dude
was in the car when Dolph was initially shot at in 17, according to Fox 13.
Grove Hero was in the car when Dolph. Now, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Was in the car back
then.
Isn't
the first time a member was involved with the shooting in Charlotte? Oh, so Dolph was.
Telling you. Right. Okay. I don't know. No, right. Now, you had mentioned
Young
that
Dolph
maybe.
Dolph was in Charlotte when he also got shot at once.
That's the tie. That's
why
I'm saying, does Charlotte just have an issue with Paper Route Empire because you still have a guy here all these years later that's getting shot at in the same city? You understand what I'm saying? You and I won't be able to figure that out. The reason I'm bringing up this story is just for those that. Are unfamiliar in this case with Mario Bradley and the Memphian that he's been. Folks are telling me he does a food truck tour in the city a ton for the the city and not just the neighborhood and the area of Frazier. So again, even if you're unfamiliar, this is something we should be hopefully pulling for this guy that he makes a full recovery because again he's taken, guy came up in Memphis, has been to Africa to try to impact the world over there. His mission now seems to just be to try to find some peace and some joy for folks and make folks laugh. Has been a pretty, maybe not the route in terms of philanthropy that you'd expect most to go, but he's certainly carved out his own route and has been a guy that's given back in his own way. And just a strange story. I hope they find the guys that got him, and whether it's tied to Paper Route Empire or not, but just strange that, again, it happened again in Charlotte to a member of that label. And we're all hoping for a full and quick recovery for Grove Hero. But Fox 13 went out to Frazier, and folks out there were really hurting because they were hoping that this wasn't something that's going to be fatal. Guy was right back to work on Sunday. Apparently, it's going to take more than one bullet to take out Grove Hero. But somebody we should all be – and I'm hopefully we can get this guy healed up and back to Memphis at some point and maybe get him here in studio because he is a very interesting Memphian. And everything that he's accomplished so far, the vibe that he's on, what he's sort of doing now, and hopefully still going to live a full and healthy life. But yeah, Grove Hero, get familiar with him if you're not.
This guy's in a wheelchair doing comedy tour now because of the shooting.
The people in Charlotte were like, the thing sold out. No one expected them to continue to do the show, so they decide they're still going to do one. Thing sells out. Everybody wants to come and pay their respects to this dude. It's like, you just survived an attack. And you're coming back to finish out this obligation to show? Like, what are you?
Crazy.
You know, yeah. And so apparently he filled it up, packed the house, and everything was fine. But let's get him back. Let's get him out of Charlotte. Let's get all the paper route empire guys.
Not
for real talk.
Space.
Let's get them out of Charlotte. I don't know what's going on there in Charlotte. But yes, my man was shot. Hopefully he's going to be surviving through this, and everybody in Frazier and Memphis can rest that hopefully we'll have a full recovery here. We're wishing the best for Mario Bradley, a.k.a. Grove Hero. Told you. Up next, we are going to talk to Chuck Lawson. We're going to talk specifically about Tennessee Collegiate Academies, a story that Brad and I started talking about yesterday. Big story here on the Memphis sports scene. New, potentially, prep basketball powerhouse located right here in our backyard. We will talk to Chuck Lawson, a grassroots expert, local basketball expert, about its potential impact on the other side. You listen to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN. Once basketball season's in full swing around here, Memphis high schools, middle schools, all of it, you probably see Chuck Lawson in those gyms. I know I always did as a prep writer, preps writer for the Commercial Appeal. Chuck Lawson been on the scene a long time, area middle high school basketball analyst, and yes, I call him expert. He may push back on that, but Chuck, you've been doing it too long not to be an expert. And you tell me, should I add, would it be accurate to add clothing designer to your list now of job titles, brother?
Well, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate the compliment, man. You know, I think so, man. I think so.
Man, tell us, we'll get to the basketball and break. You know how giddy Brad and I are to talk about Tennessee Collegiate and everything that could represent. But you tell us about black culture. Your line, how long it's gone back, how much you've put into it, and how successful it's been for you so far.
Man, well, I kind of wanted to streamline into something a little bit different from what people know me for, mm-hmm. you know, locally and then, you know, in the region. And then I created that because I've always been like a t-shirt guy, a hoodie guy, a hat guy, you know, in the summertime, you know, of course, not the hoodie thing, you know. Like the young guys now, but you know, of course, just always love clothes, man. You know, I always been a big fan of brands and things like that. So I wanted to do something a little different, and you know, I started to kind of design clothes, and I wanted to see where it took me. It's been successful so far, still with room to grow, but I'm really excited for the future. I've been doing it seriously now for about almost 3 years, so
yep.
It's definitely grown some, but. Definitely hoping to continue to brand myself.
Yeah, it looks like something you love to do, that labor of love. And that's why for anybody that's interested or wanted to get a look, that's what I wanted to ask you is where can they go to check out some of this style, some of your looks, so for folks that are not familiar, they can get a look? Because I've seen it, man. I should have been at some of it in my closet.
Of course, you can go to blackculture.net. You can also check me out. Now, of course, I'm on all the social media platforms. I have a page on Facebook called Black Culture as well. And there also, of course, my personal page, Chuck Lawson, on Facebook. So, of course, you can always reach out in those areas, but be more than willing to, get some merch to people who definitely want to, put it on and see what it's about.
That's and I'm looking at the site right now, Black Culture. That's with a K on culture.net, as Chuck just
said. With a K.
It looks fantastic, brother. The merchandise is absolutely on fire. You should check it out yourself. Support Chuck. It's absolutely outstanding. And I've looked at it now for 2-3 years, Chuck, and I love what you're doing. All right, one of your other jobs has been sort of monitoring, watching, being an expert when it comes to middle and high school sports. And it's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on. Brad and I have been talking about this, Tennessee Collegiate Academy, and I've seen you sort of talk about it in some posts as well. Starting up this year, what we know so far, working in collaboration with Tipton Rosemark in terms of the academic side, and then you've got Nike as a part of this. It'll be part of their Scholastic, EYBL Scholastic League. Why has this not happened before? Chuck, in terms of, we know how much talent Memphis has. Why have we not been able to have a sort of, maybe what this could be, a national powerhouse prep school in our backyard like this in the past?
I think several things have kind of, can kind of go into it. You know, for one, funding. You know, funding 100%. Is a big part of it. And then, of course, you have to have, the right guys in place, the right business guys with business acumen. I listened to you yesterday, and people who are well versed on the basketball scene. Travis King, who's a part of the culture here of basketball, is a part of what they're doing. So he's a big guy in that.
Yep.
People like him around for this to happen, you have to have that. You have to have the facilities. You have to have guys in place to practice. You have to have the places where these guys can stay who are coming from out of town. I mean, it's just so much that goes into it, the scheduling. And, of course, you know, as you mentioned before, you have to partner with the right school. You know, before, I think it was another school that they were going to possibly use locally, a private school. That kind of fell through, and they ended up partnering with Tipton Rosemark. So it worked out great for both parties. But, yeah, you have to have those things to make it work. And I also think that another huge part of it is being able to get those players to come here. And not only that, being able to get the players to come here from out of the area, but also being able to keep the guys that you have locally here, because we've always seen, yep, especially over the last 5 or 6 years, guys have left and went to other, you know, prep schools. So now you have the option to play basketball, you know, in the area.
Educate us, Chuck. The it's changed so much, man, since just the days that I was covering preps. You've been on it the whole time. The mm-hmm. NIL landscape as it applies to these prospects and sort of what you've got to have involved. And we know, I mean, with Keeper Jackson left CBHS to go down to Columbus, and they were certainly, you know, had a situation for him. I'm just curious. I mean, that part of it, that component that didn't apply maybe back in the day, you mentioned it, funding's going to have to be a big part of this. Brad and I were just trying to mm-hmm. figure out how much, if it's going to be done the right way, just how much funding are we talking? We're talking about huge amounts, aren't we? Would have to be.
Yeah, I mean, easily. I mean, easily. I think you're talking about upwards of over $500,000 to probably $1 million. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, you know, because let's just keep it real, Jason. You have to have a little money to get players, you know, in this day and time, especially with NIL, like you mentioned before. For people who don't know, high school athletes in Memphis, in Tennessee, can get NIL. It's not anything illegal about it. Everything is, you know, that's perfectly normal. That went into place a couple of years ago, but. Like I said before, you know, you're gonna need easily that, you know, easily that to get players, and like I said, to go into those other things as well. $500,000 to $1 million, that may be kind of on the low end, and I guarantee you, some other programs across the country who are playing in this Scholastic League, they're going to have probably, you know, upwards of $1.5 to $2 million based in this. So, you know, you definitely need big time money. And there is money going into this. I won't mention the amounts or anything, but there is money going into it for sure.
How sustainable do you think this is? And Chuck, we've seen some folks try to make a swing at this, maybe not as thoroughly as it seems to be taking place right now, but folks trying to sort mm-hmm. of put a prep school. How sustainable, if it's all the big time folks like you mentioned Travis King, if it's those kind of folks that we know what they're doing, and if we think the funding is there, Are we looking at something that's not just here for a year or two or three and then fizzling out, something that's here to stay? How sustainable do you think this is with the players that are involved?
I think it can be sustained for a while, you know, just based on just what you can get here in Memphis alone and in the area. And then, of course, they're going to pull guys from outside, you know, your bigs, your wings and things like that, because that's just, you know, be honest, it's kind of a wing and guard city here in Memphis. But I do think it's sustainable. It's just about, you know, having those right guys in place and keeping it, you know, and keeping that continuity. The way they're doing it now, I'm sure that parents had questions and even the players had questions going into this. But those questions were answered, for those parents and those players. And now you're looking at something, I think, in its first year. This first year goes great, and which I think it will go pretty good. And then you can lead that into next year and the following and the following. I think this time you can see that could be a 5 to 10 year thing, you know, as long as Scholastic exists.
Not that they're going to particularly care or be worried about it at Tennessee Collegiate, but Chuck, mm-hmm. I'm foreseeing a situation. Let's just take Dylan Jones as an example. Guy was a stud at Bartlett, shined on the EYBL circuit. I know I ain't saying nothing to you that you don't already know. He decides mm-hmm. to leave Bartlett and head there. And if you have area players at local high schools who decide to go there, I'm just curious, just off of a guy that's covered those coaches at some of those city schools, you know, some of those municipality schools, how is this going to set with the local basketball community? Just curious. What do you think? I wonder, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to have, you know, a couple local, you know, coaches that will be upset by it. I'm sure. But, I mean, with the way the landscape is now, That's the game, baby.
And they're already leaving, right, Chuck? What I would say to you, I guess, and if I'm arguing this the other way, they're already leaving anyway, aren't they? Like, some of our Memphis guys are going to Montverde or going to IMG, right, instead of staying here. Yeah.
Right. And see now, like you just mentioned the guy before, you just mentioned Dylan Jones.
Yes.
Dylan Jones, 9 out of 10 was going to leave next year regardless. So, but now he just goes, you know, over to, you know, 20 minutes away to a different school, except this is a school that's playing Nike talent across the country. So I'm sure there'll be some guys there that are going to have, you know, some frowns on their faces, but I mean, it's just the way the game goes now. I mean, guys are going to leave the schools, and I mean, it's just, that's basketball these days.
No, I'm so glad, Chuck. That's why I love having you on, that you bring up that point. So for a guy like Dion, that's the Bartlett coach. If you're going to lose a guy anyway, like this is already happening, folks are trying to take him from you. In this case, the out of state powers are doing it. You know, what you know, if it's somewhere that's here, I don't know how that rubs you any differently than if someone else would have done. How good will Dylan Jones be, Chuck, by the time it's all said and done? You'd know it better. I thought it was 25 points he was averaging at one point on the 16 and under EYBL circuit. What's his ceiling in terms of as a prospect? No, he's 2027.
Dylan's a stud, man. 6'6", man-child body, physical down here score, you know, just natural score instinct. Really good defender, plays hard. Like, I think he's high major. I think he's definitely high major. Has some work to do with the jumper, of course. Like a lot of young guys, a lot of young wings that get downhill and can, you know, and can go finish when they want to. But once he gets added into place and, you know, get and still keep refining the handle, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he's that prototype big two guard, you know, wing, you know, on the next level. And possibly you're looking at a guy who could maybe be a pro one day.
Yeah, he sounds like one of the good ones. I think he's top 50-ish now. It sounds like he could be headed for a rise, but just going off what you said, it sounds like, you know, five-star is probably definitely in his future. Talking, of course, to Chuck Lawson, a local expert, grassroots expert, middle high school basketball, whatever it is. If a guy's dribbled a ball in Shelby County, Chuck Lawson's probably seen him do it and can size him up for you. All right, talking about the area teams and sort of how you'll approach this, and real quick on that final piece on TCA, when you're doing player rankings of the area and everything else, are you going to, and from what I see, Chuck, they're going to be on a national schedule, right, not competing under that TSSAA umbrella. So if you're doing a ranking of area players, do you plan to include guys like Dylan Jones, or would that be for TSSAA guys, if that question makes sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It'll be for TSSAA guys. I don't think it would be fair to the guys locally to, you know, to have those guys, you know, included, you know, even with, you know, even as far as just players, and definitely not with teams. I think that's more of a national thing, which is a great thing for those guys, but yep. I'm just going to include the, you know, local guys.
I think that's a great way to go. So who's on top in terms of coming back? And I know we got football season, take care of everything else. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but you've already started on some rankings of some area teams. I know Willie Kemp out there has always got a squad out at Whitehaven. In terms of teams in the area, and I mentioned Dion, who's always got a squad at Bartlett, who are among the contenders that you'd have up there top of your list, Chuck?
Whitehaven is going to be good. You mentioned before with Willie Kemp. They got about 7 or 8 transfers. It's going to be good. Brian Chris is going to be good. Fred Smith, Mr. Basketball from last year, is back at Brian Chris. 6'8", like I said, Mr. Basketball, can do a little bit of everything on the court. But he has a teammate. He has a teammate that just moved here from out of town, from Nashville. Good pasture in Nashville. Joshua Huggins, 6'6", big body, three-level score, size. Like, he's going to be big time, and he's only a sophomore. Only a sophomore.
What is
Josh? Remember the name of Josh Huggins?
No question. That had heard a little something. I think Herd put his name on our brains when he moved into town, so I know you're on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
What is Fred at the college level? I've always wanted to ask you that. We've asked some others. Fred's had a great career at Briarcrest. You mentioned him, and he'll be one of the anchors there this year. At the college level, what do you see for him in terms of the type of role he'll play?
I think he's like a face up four guy. That's what I see him as. He can handle it a little bit and go make plays for other guys and himself. But I see him like a face up four guy. I want to see him, you know, continue to still kind of refine his jumper, do a little bit more shooting and things like that, to make himself a more complete player. But I see him as like a face-up guy who can play with his back to his basket some, like I said, can handle it. I see him being there. I think he will fit in like a Virginia type system or something like that, But I really like him as a player. He's a really good talented. He's a really talented guy. I love Fresh Smith.
Well, the University of Memphis has a great deal of interest in him. What do you think of the ones that they've got that were former Memphis high school players? Curtis Givens the third, and then Thedford. What do you foresee for them at Memphis, where your nephews used to play?
I think that Givens will, play much, much better here at, than he did last year at LSU. I think it's a better fit for him. He's here in town. He gets to, be in the gym 100% of the time. The main thing for him is he's back home. I think he'll be a guy who can make shots for him, can play on and off the ball for Penny. He will be a solid defender, really good teammate, just a really good player, I think, for them. I think it was a great move for him to come back. Also, with Thedford, I'm used to calling him King.
Me too.
But with Thedford, man, he plays so hard. I think he will be a fan favorite, once he hits the floor. I'm not really sure if he's, quite 100. I think he is. I knew he was coming off injury, but I love his energy. He can make the three ball. He defends like a wild man. I love King and what he's going to bring to Memphis. I love it.
How is that? Sounds like good news for Penny Hardaway and certainly for Memphis fans. How's the family? How are the nephews? How's my brother Keelan? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing good. Everybody's good. Everybody's really good. Johnson's getting ready to finish up his senior year. Everybody's doing good. Dedrick's over in playing the FIBA Asian game. He just won a little while ago. I think he had like 24, 25 earlier. Still kind of doing what Dedrick does.
Pro.
Chandler is going to go back overseas, I believe. And KJ is going to be in his second year at his alma mater, Hamilton High School, as the head basketball coach there.
So I asked you that to sort of set you up for this one. I don't know if you've seen it, but Willie Kemp and I think it's my man Chan Julio Douglas from Platform.
Have put
together this one-on-one tournament that they're going to do later this month, a la Lance Stevenson and Beasley that they did back in June. The prize is $5,000. Brad and I, first name on our lips when we talked about this was, of course, Dedrick Lawson. But then the next question was, like you just mentioned, is $5,000 enough to get Dedrick Lawson on the court? We think if he gets in it, it's probably over. But seriously, I mean, that you talk about Memphis Hoopers. I know D-Ray, Boone is a guy seems like could do something pretty well in this. But is Dedrick back or should we just count him out? I think he just sent me a text like, when is it? But he might be overseas, huh? That would be good for the rest of the competition if he's not in it.
Now, Dedrick, by the time that happens, Dedrick will be back in town.
Oh, no. Y'all don't want to see Dedrick out there. Yeah, you can shut it down. I know he's your nephew. Is there anybody in the – and you have to be 21 plus – is there anybody walking around in Memphis right now, or maybe somebody that can get back, that could beat your nephew Dedrick, who I would put up at the top, could beat him in one-on-one for the $5,000? Anybody at all, just even in the conversation?
No.
That's family, folks, but I think it's real because Chuck's been doing this a long time. Yes.
No.
Chuck, man, love you, brother. Appreciate you coming on and educating us, man, like you always do.
I want to tell you something else too. My pops told me to tell you to tell your dad hi. My dad, of course, John Lawson, told me to tell your dad hi.
Man, I will do that. That's from legend to legend. I'm actually going to try. We're going to effort to try to have Dad on from Belize tomorrow, and so I will tell him firsthand that John Lawson said hello from legend to legend right there. I appreciate that, Chuck. Thank you, brother.
Yes, hey, continue. Thank you, man.
Continued success to you both in everything you're doing, including the clothing line, my brother.
Thank you so much, man.
Yes,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Absolute pleasure. Make sure you're following him at Chuck Lawson 901. BlackCultureWithAK.net is where you can check out what he's doing in the fashion world now.
Wow.
It's cutting edge stuff. I absolutely love it. I should have CJ Black Culture down in this stuff. I think I'm going to make a commitment to do so. I hope my man Keelan, Chuck's brother, is doing well, and certainly send my best regards to their father, to John. We got schooled again. Like we said, Brad, you're not pulling this off unless you've got a major amount of money invested. I don't know if Mike Wright, the new coach will be willing to tell us how much money's been invested, but we are a little bit later this week going to have Mike Wright, the new coach out at Tennessee Collegiate Academy. I'm going to get used to saying that regularly because they're going to have all these guys out there. We're going to have him on Thursday as we effort to learn more about this undertaking out at Tipton Rosemark. Very exciting. I think Chuck only added to it, man, in terms of he thinks it's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, and I mean,
this is not some run-of-the-mill thing that's going to be here for a year or two. There's big-time folks behind this thing, including Nike.
Well, I think Mike, being part of Team Thad, who coached for them and now bringing him over to coach this team.
Had been with
them
the last year.
That's a pretty nice hit to have him, you know, running this team. And then on the academic side, it seems like one of the things the prep schools have had a hard time with, because we don't have the European model here. You have the educational component, which is still a state-by-state thing, and then you have these high-level recruits who've played national schedules like Montverde and the Nike circuit.
Right.
This kind of brings those two things together and fixes that because you've got a real school that's partnered with this prep school that's having a separate basketball team. This is not TRA's basketball team, folks.
TRA's obviously decided to work along in this collab.
Right.
I'd be interested to know why other schools did not.
That's
Chuck mentioned
curious.
One of the other schools that it sounds like had a chance here. Not that it's a huge part of the story now because it's at TRA and they've got those kids in school out there and it looks like this is sustainable, it's going to be a while. But I'd be interested to know why not? If there's this much money involved and everything else.
My guess is there's a lot of sort of legalese. There's probably some liability and stuff, but I would think you could easily get that figured out if you get a cash infusion like this. And maybe it wasn't enough money. Who knows? I'm speculating.
I'm
clearly.
Just the little bit I heard yesterday from the TRA side after we talked about this, the folks that are at TRA that are not a part of Tennessee Collegiate. Folks I talked to thought this could be good for them, too.
Oh, I think it's good for
them. A win-win for both sides.
Yeah, and I think the one thing to note about TRA, because this is all public knowledge, is their tuition is about half of what some of these city school private schools are.
Worth mentioning.
That's just a sticker price thing. That has nothing to do with anything except the sticker price there is less than it is in the city.
Yeah.
So that might also be part of it.
Again, we will be learning more as we go on. It feels like we're doing the story like real time. This is fun. Learning more about it. We'll have Norton Hart IV on tomorrow at 1:25. They're clearly involved, Team Thad, so hopefully we'll get a little bit more from him. And then again, we've got Mike Wright, the new head coach out there, who's scheduled to join us on Thursday at 7. So by the end of the week, we should be pretty filled. Brad, we might not have the numbers exactly. You know how NIL is tough to nail folks down. But by the end of the week, I think we're going to be pretty well briefed on this this team they've put together out there.
Well, and I think Chuck laid something out that I didn't account for, which is how much you give to the student athlete to bring them aboard as a sponsor. You know, you're basically sponsoring these kids. Somebody's paying for that. Like, I didn't think about that.
Well, another point he brought up when I was thinking about guys like Deion Real, who's at Bartlett, who's got a great program, and you lose a guy like Dylan Jones to this prep school, when you've got one that blew up on the EYBL circuit in the summertime for Team Thad in this case, like Dylan Jones did, you probably stood to lose him to a Montverde or someone anyway. You see what I'm saying? Because they were all, and that's what was happening. And so if he's going just up north, right, to play for, if I was going to lose him anyway, how am I going to be mad about losing them to somebody locally?
You'd
a national pack, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I
would feel
how
a
can I have hard feelings? Yeah.
It's
right?
It's actually the same.
It's the same. He was going to leave me anyway. The
same.
And because he's blown up to a status where these national folks were going to come in. Well, now we got a national power potentially in our backyard. And so if I'm just kind of talking that through, I don't know that you can have any hard feelings if you're one of the few high school coaches that maybe has one of your players plucked. Because it doesn't sound like to me this is going to be a deal where you've got 12 guys from all the 12 best players in Memphis. It sounds to me like you're going to have 3-4 top guys out of Memphis, out-of-state guys, like they've got one from Houston that's supposed to be pretty good, and it's a combination. And so maybe it happens for 2, 3, 4 high schools locally where you're losing that top guy that might have already gone to an IMG or a Montverde anyway because he's blowing up nationally.
The one piece of news that he dropped in there is something we talked about this summer, which is Brad's sources were wrong about Fred Smith. He is coming back to Briarcrest. He's enrolled. He said that on your hit just now.
He did mention that.
Yeah.
Had we said otherwise?
I had heard, and I said this on the air. I said I had heard that there was a chance that he could pop out of here. And he said,
I think there was a chance.
But
I don't think you spoke out of.
Just clarified. He's back.
Yeah. Well, maybe
along
that
the
decision
sophomore.
Maybe has been made since. I think where you were wasn't necessarily
At that time, I think you might have, you were probably right. But Chuck just told us he's coming back.
But he did. He nailed that down, that Fred Smith, who the University of Memphis is very interested in recruiting, will be back at Briarcrest. Good news for Briarcrest, certainly, and good news for Memphis that, hey, he's in your own backyard. You can continue to recruit him and hopefully have him as a Tiger join you. We got much more to do, including getting you handed off to Jeffrey Wright. We'll get you wrapped up. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I mentioned it out loud, and sometimes you blow it when you start talking out loud about your plans, but I said it to Chuck Lawson. We're going to venture to have Les Smith, longtime TV journalist here, my father, from Belize, and on for a reason, on as part of a tribute to Jeff Bubba Woods, who's retiring from News Channel 3. Tomorrow marks 40 years to the day for Jeff Woods at Channel 3. My dad's a former colleague of Jeff's, and we're going to try to have them on together as part of the tribute. So really looking forward to that. Thank you to our guests today, Jessica Benson and the great Chuck Lawson. Get ready and stay tuned to have your world rocked by Jeffrey Wright and company. He's got Tim Murray from VSiN up next. For Brad, I'm Jason. We're going.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services.
It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.